Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Pina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for another episode of the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Philip Dane Powell, Robin Ottolini, and Mike Parrish. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino, and now, because she always wanted to travel around the world on an elephant, except the elephant drowned somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic, Josie Pasatino.
Thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show. Just a little heads up, actually, I must have eaten something bad or whatever today. I'm not feeling good at all. But the show has to go on, and I'm very, very excited to talk to my guests. So I'm going to pull through because the show must go on. My producer just said either that or you'll get me. thank you. You are a wonderful, wonderful substitute. You're fabulous. But I'm, I'm back from a crazy, crazy week. We've had a lot of great things. I mean, we had our trip to Nashville that was, maybe a couple weeks ago. I don't even know. Last week? It was really last week? Wow, I'll be darned. It was last week. We went to Nashville for the CMA Awards, which was so cool. So right now everything's hectic. We're trying to, get back to regular lives and all that fun stuff. But yes, we're very, very excited for the
show. Yeah, and we at the Josie Show just want to apologize to Nashville.
We did not cause any havoc, I promise. We did very, very well. We behaved, we promise. But like I said, we're very excited to be back on the Josie Show. So now here's what we have planned. I will have three guests joining me tonight: Philip Dane Powell, Robin Ottolini, and Mike Parrish. So it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats. You'll get to learn a bunch about my different guests tonight and hear some of their awesome rockin' music. True, it's awesome and rocking. So remember, we are live, so anything can happen and usually does. And that's why we still love our live shows. So it's always a good time. Thank you all so much, for listening in and tuning in. I'm so glad we're gonna have just a fabulous night. I'm very excited. So now, also, before we put on our first guest here, I just want to mention that you could check out our archives. Catch up. It's arranged by seasons now, so you could visit our networks tab on our website, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes. Just catch up to all of the episodes that we've done from when I was, 14, talking to Katie Cook. I apologize. I was a newbie then, but it was good. To, my most recent one, which is, this one. So just check it out. And also, you could check out our special edition episodes. So please make sure you do that. And we're also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at fcnr.net, so you can hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well. So please check it all out. And we have 14 special episodes up now, special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out at the same website, josieshow.com. Click on the special editions tab, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, my full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, so he has a really, really interesting story to tell, and we get to find out what really happened that night, and Caroline Cole, whose video is still rocking CMT right now. So please make sure you tune in.
And
upcoming Monday,
I just want to donate to the show. Josie will come to your house and interview you.
Yeah. I would love to do that, but I don't know if that'll... I don't know. That might be a little difficult. Yeah, that might be a little difficult. You never know. But upcoming Monday, November 18th at 7 p.m. right here, my next special edition episode is with my guest, Ray Scott. So please check it out. Now, we will not keep you waiting. Now, let's put on our first guest. Everybody, please welcome Philip Dane Powell to the show. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Josie. How are you, honey?
Fabulous. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight. It's going to be great.
Likewise. I was following your trip to Nashville on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, you were? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You got to love Nashville.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yes. And we have even more pictures to post on there, so keep looking.
Awesome. I will.
Yes. But I'm very excited to, you know, find out more about you and play your music. So I'm very excited. Thank you once again for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. And I really want to kind of just start at the beginning. I want to rewind a little bit, go back a little bit in time. That I understand that you came from a musical family. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you got started making music? We're rewinding a little bit, but when did you start all this?
Right. Well, my mother was a singer for RCA Victor in New York in the mid-50s. My father was a playwright for NBC, and also he's also a novelist as well. His pen name is Mark Eden. He writes, like, spy novels and stuff. But
anyway,
he was a jingle writer at the time, and my mother ran the elevator there at the RCA complex. So one day they were short of demo singer, and so my father suggested that, you know, they give my mom a shot. Well, you know, long story short, she wound up doing lots of demos for Doris Day and Jeanette McDonald, some of the big pop singers at that time. So, you know, my whole life I was just kind of surrounded by those people and the artists my mother would demo for. So it was kind of grew up around that. So.
Right. Wow, that is so cool. So it's kind of in your blood. I mean, you were around it so much as a child that, I mean, it's kind of only natural that you followed and picked up that kind of habit.
Yeah, it kind of forced a habit, yes.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, you can't hate it. I mean, you're doing just great, great things, a lot of awesome experiences. So, I mean,
yes.
It works.
It does.
Yes. And, you know, you've had a lot of great experiences. I mean, you've played in some different groups over the years. But if I understand correctly, at some point you shared a band with Billy Ray Cyrus. Can you tell us about that? Whoa.
You know, I still am, actually, but... Well, the guys that I was Billy and I are from the same area here in West Virginia and Kentucky, and we were playing at, we were kind of hot acts at each end of the town, and I wanted to record, and my guys wanted to go on, so as it worked out, they got a gig with Billy Ray, and in fact, we were both dealing with the same manager at the time, Jack McFadden in Nashville, and Harold Shedd, he's a producer, and he was with Polygram. So, you know, those guys went with Billy, and, you know, next thing we know, you know, they're all superstars. But he was always kind enough to, you know, to let me have the guys when he wasn't using them, you know. So, and we actually still play and write songs and record together, even to this day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to bounce Molly on my knee when she was a kid.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty close-knit thing. Yeah, we go way back, and so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Wow, now that's something to remember.
Yeah, the Billy's drummer, Greg Fletcher, had a big farm and a recording studio back here after they made it big time, and so his wife she was the nanny for Billy Ray. So she would bring the kids over, and yeah, we'd play with them and bounce them around. And it was pretty neat to see them all grow up and see what they're doing now.
Wow.
You know, yeah, pretty awesome.
That's very, very awesome.
Yeah.
That is.
They're great people, all of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's just so, so cool. You know, and I wanted to mention this. I know a lot of people wanted me to kind of, you know, talk about this. And, you know, I don't want to dwell on this. I mean, I want to talk about, you know, positive things and, you know, what's going on. But there was actually a point where no one was sure if you would sing again. Can you tell us, you know, the people who don't know this, can you tell us a little bit about that and what pulled you through?
Well, actually, Josie, I'm glad you brought it up because it's probably going to be one of the most positive points of the interview, I hope. But in 2007, I was hit, you know, I was in a bad car wreck, hit head on and broke my spine in four places, and I had to have some real serious surgeries on my throat when they said I was probably never going to be the same again. So I lost my voice for about 8 or 9 weeks after the surgery. Of course, that wasn't acceptable to me because, you know, that's what I do. That's what I am. So I wasn't just going to lay down. So I would go to the studio every day and just mumble every day. It sounds crazy.
Wow.
But I did. And just one day the voice finally came back. It wasn't as strong. But here's the kicker to the story. Long story short, the very next year, I scored 2 Christian country number ones and here's the greatest. I was nominated for ICM's Male Vocalist of the Year.
Oh, wow.
With that being said, God has been so favorable to me in my life, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. That is actually a very positive story because, I mean, you pulled through everything and, you know, you're still doing what you love. And, I mean, you have tons of fans there to prove that you're doing what you're
Thank
doing.
You.
Yes, and we're so, so glad, though, that you are doing this because we love having you and we love getting to hear your music.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. I really appreciate you guys having me on here tonight.
Oh, anytime. I mean, that's what we love to do. Anytime you want to promote something, call us.
I'll keep that in mind.
Perfect. And, you know, another thing here that I want to mention, you know, once you came back into the music scene, I should say, you had some, you know, number one hits on the Christian country charts. Can you tell us a little bit about that when you first found out that happened for you? I mean, you probably were just, you know, blown away.
I really was. It was my first year in ICM and CCMA in Nashville, Christian Country Music Association. It was my very first year. I had just come off their vocal rehab, so I was kind of insecure about it all. And, you know, God had just carried me through it. And I just really, Josie, I just went out there and just was me, just did myself, and, you know, the Lord did the rest and the fans did the rest. And I scored my first Christian Country number one. It was a song I wrote off my God is Love album called Give a Little Love. And it's just about, it's a relevant song about today and today's, you know, the ungraciousness that we have in the world and how to, you know, do all we can to stomp out racism. And we really do need more love and sharing and caring. And I believe that, Nick, I believe it comes across in my songs.
Oh,
so that
yes.
Was the,
amen.
Yeah. That was the first
Definitely
one. The second one was a song called Save Me a Place at the Table. And I do a lot of extensive work for the veterans, and I have for about the last 16 years. That song, the proceeds that went from that number one were distributed to the veterans departments around the United States, so that was a great day. It was, you know, for them, it was, you know, to benefit the cause. So that's pretty much how that played out.
I love it. That is so, so cool how, you know, you really kind of shared your music with, you know, people who would really enjoy hearing your music. You know, I love that. It's important.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, we have some of your songs here. We have your first song that we're going to play, One More Day. We'd love to play that right now if you'd like.
I would love to hear it played. Thank you so very much.
Anytime. I'm very excited to play it. Let's do it. Right now, One More Day by Philip, and we'll be right back.
Every red ball jet tied round his baseball bat. And over there in the corner lies his first name track. In a room that was once full of love, now just brings me pain. Wish every once in a while he'd pick up the phone just to hear him say, Daddy, oh God, it's been so long since you went away, and I'll try to stay strong for at least one more day. One more day. About all I can say. This old house just ain't the same.
Purchase this song along with all of your other music. Where can we go?
Oh, you can go. You can go to. You know, I'm on all the iTunes stores.
Mm-hmm.
My social medias are Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Clout, SoundCloud. You know, all those social medias, but mostly the iTunes stores at this point. You can download as singles or the albums. There's. I've got one called All Mixed Up, an album of. More a country pop album. Then I've got my new God Is Love album, which is really kind of gritty Christian country rock something.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, so please, everyone, make sure that you check it out after the show. And we'll post links, all that fun stuff after the show, just to make sure that, you know, you just it's a click away. Make it easy.
Thank
you. So we'll do that for sure. Yeah, no problem, no problem. And also, can you give everyone, you know, social networking sites, websites, all that fun stuff, places that you would like them to go to talk with you and all that fun stuff?
I'm sorry, honey, pardon me?
Oh, yes, social networking sites or websites. Where's the best places to chat with you?
Probably,
and talk with you? Yeah.
The best place would be Facebook, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have Clout and SoundCloud accounts. This goes on and on and on, but probably the best place would be Facebook because I'm pretty active. on Facebook because it's such a great social outreach, you know, for the music. And so I'm there all the time. I chat with people all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So
perfect.
I love the fans. You know, without them, you're, what are you, you know? So I really appreciate the people that listen to my music, and whether they buy it or not, if they get the message, get something positive out of it, I've done my job.
That is exactly right. I mean, you know, you did your job when that happens. And, you know,
I think,
you know, people are just going to love you. The new fans out there, please, please make sure that you go on Facebook. I think that's everyone's go-to. It's such a great social networking site to kind of get your music out there and connect with people around the world. It's very easy.
Yeah.
And yes. Yes. So please make sure you do that after the show. Please, please, please. And now we have another one of your songs here that you mentioned, Save Me a Place at the Table, that I would really love to get to. This is one of my favorites, so could we please play it right now?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Let's do it right now. Save Me a Place at the Table, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Mountain of a man to me, standing in his army greens. Never thought I'd see my daddy cry. He held my mama in his arms, said, "Gotta keep her safe from harm. This won't be my last goodbye." And he said, "Save me a place at the table, and I'll be home just as soon as I am able. You love the life my way, I'll be back someday. Save me a place at the table." Daddy finally made it home. His only boy was nearly grown. Drama come for me, chase my dreams. On the day I said goodbye, told them both of the day I die, home is where my heart will always be. Said, "Save me a place at the table, and I'll be home just as soon as I am able. You love the life my way, I'll be back someday. Save me a place at the table."
Beautiful. That was "Save Me a Place at the Table" by Philip Dane Powell, and we're back with him right now. And I was curious, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works as of right now?
Actually, Josie, I'm glad you asked that, because as soon as this interview's over, I'm leaving for Nashville to meet with Cameron Tilbury from Maple Star Music and Media. I'm negotiating a new management deal, and I'm filming a show tomorrow night called Nashville Side Streets. So I'm hoping that, you know, the management deal will work out, and we'll get a new single released. I've got some really hot new stuff, you know, I want to get out there, so I'm hoping it all work out for me, honey.
Absolutely. Wow. We love Cameron here. Just a little side note, but, you know, we absolutely think that's amazing. You know, we really hope for that new material that I know you've been working so hard for, you know, towards, and I can't wait. I hope you do, and I hope, you know, I get to hear it and play it on my show.
You'll be the first one. You'll get the first copy, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I would be honored. I would love that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You know, yes. I'm very excited because I love these questions. These are some fun questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. So the first fun question here is, have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share with us? Anything that did not go as planned?
embarrassing onstage moment. Gosh, where did I start? That's a good one. Yeah, there's so many. I'm trying to pull one out here. Gosh. Well, I have a big, giant mustache. I don't know if you've seen my promo shots. But, one of the most embarrassing moments is when I was at the ICM show. They were debuting my new single, which had just hit number one, Packed House. I walk out, and I forget the words. So my wife quickly jots down the words and slides them to the page guy, and he puts them on the stage. But it was really, really a hairy moment. I guess you had to be there. But
right. Oh, my goodness. Trust me, that is mild compared to what we heard. So you're good. You're still good.
Well, I won't tell you some of them. Maybe some other time.
Maybe some other time. You know.
Yeah, not on live radio. But.
Right. Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah, we've heard pretty much everything on here. So. But, yeah, I definitely want you to tell me those a little bit later, okay?
Sure.
That's hilarious. Next question here for you. Do you have anything that you like to do in your downtime, anything fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do on your downtime?
Actually, I love to paint. Not paint pictures, but paint homes. I learned to be a professional painter years ago so I could have a lenient schedule and still make money enough to support myself, so I still have a great passion for that. So, yeah, I paint a lot when I'm not playing music. It's just good therapy.
Yes. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's a really, really good answer. I mean, you know, it's calming, and you need that downtime by yourself, kind of quiet peace when you're, because you're constantly working and all that fun stuff. I mean, you got to have that. You got to.
I've actually written a lot of songs doing it. Yeah, it's very, very calming to me. It takes me out of the stress thing, and it allows me to, you know, breathe and think about my songs and things I want to write. And it's pretty cool.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
Absolutely. Do you find it easier to kind of come up with, you know, material for a song when you're in more of a relaxed state and not all, you know, gotta do this?
You know, it depends. Sometimes yes, but then sometimes it takes some emotional trigger, you know, that something will happen and move me in my life. I write a lot about true life experiences, but either mine or someone else's or what I experience. So it just depends, you know, how things hit me. Sometimes it's like birthing a child, and other times it's, you know,
it's
kind of just pops right out, you know.
Always different. Yes, I hear you. That is funny, but yes, definitely. I think that's so cool. It's so funny how you know, there's so many different ways that people can write songs. People just do it, and just it's all different. It's very, very cool.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. And, you know, the last fun question here, because we are running out of time, sadly, but we would love to have you back on any time, okay? So anything you'd like to promote,
back.
Let us know. All right?
Thank you so much, yes.
No problem. But the last fun question for you for tonight is, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who made a big impression?
That's a good one. You mean musically?
Yes. I mean, is there someone that you've met, like a fellow artist that gave you good advice or, you know, anyone that kind of, you know, helped you out a little bit?
You know, honestly, I'd have to say my mother, because she was just one of the greatest singers on the planet. And that embedded in my mind when I was a little boy, when she would sing the songs to me, and I would see these, you know, these big stars around her, and it was just made such an impression on me, I just never wanted to do anything else. I would take her hairbrush and sit in front of the stereo all day long and cry and laugh and just sing like I was a big star, you know. That's why, and I've done it all my life, so here I am.
probably
my mother.
Yes, that is the best answer. Nice. Yes. I love it. Thank you so, so much once again for coming on the show and chatting with me and, you know, allowing us to play your awesome music. And we'd love to have you back anytime. Anytime.
I would love to come back. Josie, thank you so very much to have me on your show. It was a true honor.
Oh, the honor was all ours. Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you again real soon. We have Facebook. We're good.
Great. Hope so.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, bye.
Go out there and call, everyone. Yes. That deserves an applause. Love it, love it. Awesome, awesome. So sorry about that. My mic got cut off or something. I don't know. Who knows? It's crazy. But I am very excited. I do not want to keep my next guest waiting, so everyone please welcome Robin Attolini to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to talk with you tonight. It's going to be cool.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. I'm very, very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play your music.
I am too.
Yes, yes. I love to kind of start off here at the basics to get to know you a little bit better. And, you know, this pretty much starts it all off. When did this all start for you? When did you find out your talent for music? Yes.
I've been singing along with the radio since I was little. But I started playing with the school band and all that stuff, playing flute and random instruments. And then I started guitar in grade 9 years. So I just graduated high school, so I've been playing for about 4 years now, and I'm taking a gap year, so I'm just kind of songwriting at home right now. I'm inspired by random things, so books and life and all that. So yeah, I'm kind of simple girl, simple small town girl.
I love it. I love it. I mean, you got to go with the simple because, I mean, you got to stick with who you are, you know. You got to, you know, follow your heart and do whatever makes you feel happy. And, you know, a lot of people here are fans. There's someone here in the chat room that I want to get to before, you know, it scrolls all the way up and I can't find any more.
Okay.
JP Zammit says, hello, he is in the chat room and a fan of yours. Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Nice. You got a fan there, JP Zammit.
Thank you. Awesome. It's so cool to hear people say that they like my music and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's like so rewarding, I think.
It really is. It really is. But you deserve it. You definitely do. Your songs, we heard them in the beginning, you know, before we started the show, and they are definitely, definitely great. I'm excited to play them.
Thank you. Yeah, songwriting
is
definitely
awesome. Yes. We love them. We love them. And, you know, who are your, you know, biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of people. I listen to old country, new country. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of Kacey Musgraves. I don't know if you know her. Probably
Oh,
do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, she's just, wow, my idol right there. And I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to, like, European music, British music, anything that pulls off. String on my heart, and it makes whatever makes me sound happy and gleeful, and I listen to it all.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm that way too. I mean, music, it's universal. It doesn't matter, you know, where it's from, but I just, you know, music is just music, and I love that you know, like different genres. You don't just stick with one thing.
Yes, I do. I mean, country's my home. I've grown up with country, so there's definitely no straying from it.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I want to mention here because, you know, I'm fresh back from the CMAs, and, you know, I know how, you know, crazy it is. It stays in your mind after going to an award show like that. But I understand that you attended the CCMAs. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience? Wow.
It was
so cool.
Super cool. Like, you turn around and you just see people you hear on the radio, and you're just like, meh. And it's so rewarding and so humbling to see these people perform live and know that they really have a talent. And they have a gift, and I got to perform at a Diamonds in the Rough showcase, which was totally awesome. It's kind of in like a bar and lounge, kind of classic, and yeah. I really enjoyed it. I had such a great time out there. And then the big CCMA award show was like, I blew away. Every single act, every single joke, I laughed pretty hard.
That is awesome. It sounds like you have had a really, really amazing time. That's so cool.
I did.
Cool.
I really did.
Yeah. Wow. That is so, so cool. And, you know, you're another one who's had such great, great experiences doing, you know, a lot of really, really neat and beneficial things, which we'll actually talk a little bit about later. But I understand that you got involved in singing demos for a studio. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow, very cool.
Yes. So a mutual friend of me and my producers was at my producer's house, and they were like, you know, we really want a strong female vocalist to kind of sing on our demos so that we can shop them and hopefully get our demos heard. And so right. A mutual friend was like, I know someone. So they called that night, and I went over that night, and then it just kind of clicked, and we've been working together ever since. It's Mike Weaver and Jim Nolan. And, yeah, they're currently helping me do my album now, and they're such amazing people, and I'm just so blessed to have them in my life.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm very excited to hear, you know, more stuff that you have up your sleeve, more, you know, music and all that fun stuff. I'm a fan. I can't wait to check it all out.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
yes.
I'm songwriting as much as I can. I'll tell you that for free.
That, I love to hear that. That is awesome. I mean, you know, I love that you're constantly putting out great music for the fans, and I know they appreciate it. I know they do. So that's just so, so cool.
I hope so. It makes
yes.
it all worth it.
Love it, love it. And, you know, you have such great music, like I said, and we're going to actually play one right now called Little Back Road, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm ready to play. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, let's play it right now. Little Back Road by Rabbit.
Every morning, and I wish I
desperately need. And I absolutely love it. I'm so glad that I got to play it. And I know people are going to be wondering where they could purchase this song along with your others. So where could we go? Where's the best places?
On iTunes, CD Baby. Those are the two best places, I'm pretty sure. And, yeah, you can just type in Robin Adelini, and you can find all my songs generally on most places where you can sell them on the Internet.
Nice. Love it. So that's very, very easy. So please, after the show, make sure you do that. Please support the music. And yes. And also, what are some social networking sites or websites that you'd like to get out there for people to add you, follow you, all that fun stuff?
Oh, feel free to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm generally on them all. I post pictures all the time on Instagram, and I'm always tweeting, so feel free to follow me there. And I have a website, www.robinadelini.com. So, yeah, you can find me mostly on all of them, pretty much.
Perfect. Robin Adelini, yeah. Please, make sure you guys do that right after the show. Make sure.
Love it. Please do.
Yes, please. And also, before we get to your next song here, I wanted to talk about, recently you performed at a benefit concert for Xander. Can you tell us a little bit about that or any other, causes you may be involved in?
So that was my first benefit concert. It was for Xander, who's a boy who has a rare spinal disease. He's one of 17 in the world. And so he's currently down in Florida doing proton treatment. And I just went with about, I think it was 11 other artists, and we played for 12 hours. I personally played for an hour. And it was just a huge fundraiser, and all of it goes to Xander. So I'm totally thankful for being a part of it.
Yes. Wow. I think that is so amazing. You know, I love those benefit concerts because, you know, you can, you know, hear great music and you can, you know, play and
support
do all that fun
cause.
Stuff, but also it supports someone who really needs it. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time and it's for a good cause.
Oh, yes. Do you think you'll be doing more of those in the future?
I hope so. I do love benefit concerts and I do love just being in front of people. So I hope, if anybody knows of a benefit concert. Yeah.
absolutely. And, you know, we also, I want to bring up, I mean, this is something you can't find on Google, people. we're getting deep now. Is it true that you have a strong love for the ocean? Can you tell us what draws you there? Do you, what interests you about the ocean? We're getting deep now.
I really like all the different animals. I'm a huge lover of fish. If you follow me on any of my websites, you'll see me going, oh, my gosh, fish. I go to the aquarium in Toronto, which was totally amazing. There's so many sharks. But it's just such a different kind of world, and it's not our world. It's kind of alien. And it's so unexplored, and, like, apparently there's 80% of it where nobody's seen. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's different, and nobody really knows about it, and nobody can say they can conquer the ocean, because trust me, no, you can't. And I think it's just one of the most beautiful natural things in the world, and I just appreciate it.
I agree. Wow. Do you ever, think that maybe one day you could, would you ever want to, like, explore and kind of see what's, down there? Because, you see it all over on TV where people actually go down, on the ocean floors and check out everything. Would you, like, want to do that?
I wonder because I'd be scared of, like, getting, like, you see all those scary movies where bad things go wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's what gets me scared personally. But I'm really interested in coral, so that's only like 20 feet down. So I'd be down to explore coral reefs, but definitely not deep abysses where it's pitch black and you don't know what's around the corner.
True.
I'd be kind of scared of that. I'm a risk taker, but not that much.
I know. You're a risk taker, but not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome, though. I had to bring that up because I think it's so... cool. I think that's so cool. I mean, I also love the ocean. I love kind of, seeing, I'm like really into, this is so crazy of me. But I really love documentaries where you see what's, like, you know, going on under there and seeing, you know, things that people explore and you don't, you know, things that you won't be able to come across unless you, you know, do it yourself. But, you know, I love that kind of stuff. So I thought that was really cool.
I do, too. Yeah. It's definitely awesome to see what other people see. And
absolutely.
I just love the fish. I just love fish.
I love that. I love that. And another fun question here for you. Have you, you know, who have you met? I mean, it could be, you know, a fellow artist or someone behind the cameras or a songwriter or something, a musician. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you or gave you great advice in your career? Who would you say?
Well, there's definitely my producers. They have influenced me so much. My one producer, Mike, used to be a radio talk show person, so he's definitely taught me so much about the kind of industry and, like, what to say, what not to say, how to present yourself, and he's been really good. And then his wife, Jody, kind of like my role model. She's a really strong woman and very knows what she wants, and I look up to her a lot, and she's very down-to-earth and keeps me humble. And so, yeah, that family, and also Jim, who always pushes me, and he's like, you know what, you are great, and you are going to be successful, and I do believe in you. So, yes, definitely my two producers and my producer's wife have been so inspiring, and my parents have always been like, you know what, just do it. Take the year off and just, you know, do music. And I'm like, well, I guess if you say so, I'll do it. And so it's great to have people who support it and don't turn down my dreams. So all those people are very influential in my career. Which is great.
Oh, wow. I think that's so great because, you know, not a lot of people have such, you know, great support like that. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, to have someone to push you and just be like, you know, you can do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah. It's amazing to have supportive people. And I look at people who've kind of come from nothing and they've still done it without the support. And it's kind of amazing to see people like that, too. And I'm like, how can you do it without people kind of backing you up? So those kinds of people are also very inspiring to me. Who can just do it with pure motivation and willpower.
That's true. I love that. I think that's so great that you have those people out there that support you. And the fans, the people who, you know, listen to your music are
communicate with me. Yes, I love fans. I love when people comment and like things, and I'm just like, there are people out there who are doing their best to support me, and I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I'm one of those people. I am definitely a supporter, and I think you are just amazing.
Thank you so much.
No problem. It's true. And the next song here that I want to play of yours is called Ring Around the Roses, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
Awesome. Ring Around the Roses. Be right back. Roses, sorry. Be right back. Ring Around the Roses.
Caught in every moment in your mind. By the can stand on your own. Don't need him when he's gone. It's not love or enough. I hope you get tough when I say hush, hush. It wasn't 'cause of you. Hush, hush. You know I'm never free. You can't just dream away reality. Everyone falls down. We all fall down in the ring around the roses.
Yes, and that was Ring Around the Roses by Robin Ottolini, and I absolutely love, 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 love both of your songs. Thank you so much for sending them our way so we can play them tonight.
Thank you so much for playing them tonight. That's awesome.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for coming on. We ran out of time, but thank you so much, and we'd love to have you back anytime. Anything you want to promote, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
My
and
pleasure. And we'll talk with you real soon, okay? Thank you
okay.
so much. Awesome.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Robin. Happy to meet everybody. Yes, we got the pleasure of song, Little Back Road and Ring Around the Roses. Love them. Love them both. And so now I got to catch up here on the news before our next guest arrives. And so I want to talk a little bit about advertising, or sponsoring the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, or Country Blast Radio. We've pretty much taken Josie's pretty much out of it because it was, the link was too long, or so people say. So, yes, Country Blast Radio. All you have to do is call 331-442-5833. That number, again, to advertiser sponsor is 331-442-5833. 33, or better yet, easier, just email Tina@josieshow.com. She's nice. You'll love her. and she, smiles and is like, yep, I'm very nice, yes. Love it. So please make sure you do that if you would like to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. It's super, super easy. Also, please stay tuned at the end of the show. We're going to tell you a little bit about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on in their lives. And if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member and take advantage of our benefits for a whole year. Hey to you. Hello, Peanut.
Hey, Josie.
Hello. What's up?
Did you get the video I posted on Facebook?
I did. Thank you so much for sending that my way. Loved it.
Pudding.
Yes. Lots of it. Very nice. Very, very nice. Oh, what am I going to do with you? Anywho, craziness. It's been actually a very long time since Peanut, called it. Actually, no, it's been way too, you know what, Peanut? Actually, you have been calling in way too much. You know what I mean? I'm kidding. We love you.
I'm coming to see you this winter.
We love you.
All your cheesy balls.
Okay.
They're coming here. They're going to come here and eat all of your cheese balls.
I don't even call cheese balls. I think there's a more professional name for them, right?
Dude, I don't know what they are. I like the ones that are in ball form. Those are good.
Oh, you guys are really taking advantage of me being 18, huh? You guys are turning this show into some risky business. No, I'm kidding. But, yes, I thank you very much, Peanut, for sending me that video. I really appreciate it. And sending us all that fun stuff. So thank you so much. But another thing that I was going to say before Peanut made an awesome appearance, we love you, Peanut. We do. I will also later on give you updates at the end of the show on the Dream Quest Challenge competition, because I know a lot of people want to stay informed in that as well. So we will give you all the deets, so don't you worry. And also, Country Blast Radio, or Josie's Country Blast Radio, whichever one whichever one works. It's our 24/7 licensed radio station that we have, and, you know, we can be heard at countryblastradio.com or www.facebook.com/countryblastradio, or on Live365, just search Country Blast Radio to find us, and we'll give you all the deets a little bit later on, more about that. But our next guest is here, so I do not want to keep him waiting. Everyone, please welcome to the show, the wonderful Mike Parrish.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on, Mike. I'm very excited to talk with you tonight.
We're glad to be here.
I'm very, very excited. I can't wait, and I'm very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play your music. It'll be great.
All right.
Yes, yes. So, I kind of want to rewind a little bit when, you know, you first, you know, I mean, what interested you in music, first off? I mean, when did you realize this was what you wanted to do?
Well, I think it goes, you know, all the way back to being, just a kid down in Southeast mm-hmm. Texas, where I grew up at. There was, I don't know if you know what a pump jack is, but it's those little things that look like horses going up and down, pumping the oil out of the ground.
Cool.
That was
yeah.
about all there was to do around here, unless you mm-hmm. played guitar or went to church and sang on Sunday. So
right.
I guess as a kid, it was my mom, really. I have two younger sisters, and she would have us in church every Sunday singing. But after my sixth birthday, I was given my first guitar, and then from then on, it was just, you know, just mess with it and pull around, see what you can come up with. And it kind of stuck, you know, so I've just been doing it ever since.
And we are thankful you do. We love it. We love your music. And, I mean, I think it's so cool because you've had such great experiences, but also you have a very awesome story that I kind of want to know a little bit more about. You know, you and a great friend, Sammy, used to plan a band when you were living in a small town and used to act it all out. And, you know, I mean, this was something that, you know, I believe it was in your bio. So please just let us know a little bit about this.
Oh, see, Sammy, he lives what we call a country block away. You know, it's kind of far down the road, but Sammy played guitar as well. And we were just convinced as, you know, this was the time that, because I'm a little bit older than you, Miss Josie. Kiss was out. You remember that band?
like,
we were going to be the next rock stars.
My producer's,
you know,
like, yep.
So we would walk up and down the railroad tracks, and we would, you know, this was going to be what we were going to do. We would air guitar, jump off my mom's sofa, you know, got caught a few times at that, too. But as time went on, you know, I guess we grew up. Some say we did. Our driver's licenses say we grew up, but we kind of got separated. Sammy went his way, and I went mine. And I ended up actually a 22-year police officer, and Sammy was doing the music thing the entire time, something I always wanted to do, and then I
right.
came back to it. But and then when we got together, it was just like, you know, the thing that we talked about so many years ago, let's do this record. So we did our first album, Texas and the Man, and that's kind of how we got started. All of a pipe dream, and just I don't know, following your dreams, you know, trying to do it. And,
wow, I just thought that was such a cool story. I mean, you guys just, you know, picked up where you left off.
Yeah. It was like, I swear, I hadn't seen him in years, but it was just like as soon as we got together that very night, we met down in a beach cabin in Crystal Beach and decided we were going to do this and recorded the first two demos before we ever left there. So it was great, and it's been fun ever since. That was in 2006.
Wow. That's so, so cool. First time I read that, I was like, we need to talk a little bit about this because that's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's just been, and Sammy's such a great friend of mine, a lifelong friend, you know. I mean, when we were kids, mm-hmm. I know stories about him I would never tell, and he knows the same on me. But,
right.
but I mean, from being little kids in elementary school, we knew each other. So it's just been it's been cool to be in a band and meet some of the people that we've gotten to meet, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so, so cool. And I think it's just so cool how, you know, everything just kind of happened and picked up. And, you know, another thing here that I wanted to, you know, ask you is, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? I mean, we all have someone that influences us, and who would you say? Who are you a fan of?
Wow. I grew up in that era where, you know, it was all the 70s bands were big, and I'm talking about bands like the Eagles and Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top and all those. But then we had the other side of the chart, you know, where there was Merle Haggard and Charlie Pride. But Waylon and Willie, mm-hmm. I guess because Waylon and Willie, they were kind of told, you know, like I've been told I'm too old for music business, you know, but hey, I just figure this, you know. You're never too old to follow a dream, and I often say, you know, I spent 22 years as a police officer before I figured out everybody loves a fireman, so, you know, I'm kind of slow at everything, so I finally got in the music business. But I would say Waylon and Willie, Texas Boys, you know, and, you know, all the old greats like Merle and Charlie and George Jones, and, of course, later George Strait, but those were the guys when I was a kid that you really had to listen to. Your dad listened to them, so you were going to listen to them whether you liked it or not, but you just grew to love them.
Right.
So, and I do.
Love it. The greats indeed.
Ma'am?
The greats indeed.
Oh, absolutely.
They really are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now that's kind of circling the web? What's new with that?
Well, I just let this second record go. It's called What a Country Boy Knows. The title track is on a outdoor show. We actually recorded that track by request of this Hooks and Arrows Adventures.com. But we have that album. The coolest thing, I think, was this past weekend. I was down in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, on a little tour just for the weekend. And the Billy the Kid Museum, where he's actually buried at, there's a song on this album called Call Me Billy the Kid. I think it's the first song that was ever written in first person, you know, where it's like Billy telling his story. It's done to a southern rock kind of thing. And but anyway, they adopted that song, and it's right there in the store where Billy is, you know, where his body is and all. I thought that was kind of cool. But when I was a kid, if you're going to play Cowboys and Indians and Outlaws, nobody ever wanted to be Pat Garrett. You always wanted to be Billy the Kid. So now I got a record out there. But you know, it's kind of morbid in a way, but it's cool. But we've got a couple things out, Black Gold, which, well, When Angels Cry, actually we released it as a test back 2 years ago over in Europe, and it went straight through all the European charts, went straight to the European Top 100, so it's on this record, and we're just fixing to really kick it off. And I don't know, I'm excited to see what this record does. You know, I mean, we had some pretty good successes with the first one, I got tired of people telling me I'm too old to do this, so I'm just going to do it anyway and see what happens.
We're glad for it. And you are never too old to follow
That's
your
right.
dreams and do what you love. So, I mean, go ahead. You're
That's
doing
right.
it.
That's right.
Love that. And your song here, it's actually a very good segue that you just mentioned, When Angels Cry, we would love to play that right now, if you don't mind.
All right.
Awesome. Let's do that right now, When Angels Cry by Mike Parrish, and we'll be right back. All right. Thanks. Here we go.
Secret places, it was more than he could stand. She'd always been high up on a pedestal. She was an angel in his eyes. Tonight he'd become completely disentangled. Oh, from this angel, from this angel's wells of light, teardrops fall. Angels crying, even up there.
on every star up in heaven, but they would not change a thing. There's so many things that she wanted to tell him, things she couldn't say. And now she's the one who needs him so badly, she cries as he turns away. Teardrops
Mike Parrish, and we're back with him right now. So where are the best places that we can go to purchase your music? Where are the best places?
Well, the best place would probably be, you can get us on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, or anywhere in the digital world, of course. CD Baby has a physical CD store. And, of course, you can go to MikeParrish.us, and you'll find us there. We even do some autographs. I can still spell my name after all these years, so we do that kind of thing. But interesting enough, some of the players, I didn't get to talk about anybody in the band yet, but some of the guys you just heard was Frankie DeBretti on lead guitar there. And if you've seen any Blake Shelton videos prior to 2008, you'd see Frankie right there. Of course, he was with Seal, and I played with Minnie McCready and Shadazy, Duran, all over. We have Phil Dahlmelin, who's our drummer, was with the Dixie Chicks, and Lone Star's fiddle player Kurt Bomer's with us, and, of course, Kevin Fowler's steel guitar. And then there's me and Sammy. We're kind of the youngsters of the crew, but it's a pretty good band. I mean, I have fun with these guys, and I think that's what it's all about in the end. As long as you're having a good time and reflect that to the crowd, then they're going to have a good time, too.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I mean, big kudos to the band. I mean, that's, you know, that holds it all together, too.
You bet. Because those guys, you know, you're trying to come up with an idea like the, it can be something as simple as a guitar lick that can set it off, which is another song I think that you may be leading up to. The song came about on a guitar lick, and I wouldn't have had that guitar lick. And Sammy was the guy that came up with the guitar lick, and that set the tone for the whole song and the attitude and everything. But if we have fun in the studio, this album took me 3.5 years, and it wasn't that I didn't have a lot of tunes we could write. It was just we had a lot of fun in the studio. You know, I mean, too much, I think, because we could get out more often. But we had a good time doing the record.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it was a lot of fun. I mean, you're in really good company. I mean, you have people in the band there that, you know, have been, you know, working with other people and doing different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that is awesome.
No, that's great. And that's the cool thing about it. That some of our songs, we have this one tune called Blue Jean Baby is like 2 minutes and 56 seconds long, but it's a blues-based tune. But we get on stage, the thing, it might go to 12, 13 minutes because there's three guitar players trading off and calling in answers, and it's just a lot of fun. And we never know what's going to happen on the stage. It's just wait and see. But I guess that's what makes it so exciting. You know.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Wow. That is very, very cool. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, everybody loves a guitar solo.
See, and when you talked about influences earlier, the Eagles always did these harmonized guitar parts, and we do that a lot too. Because to me, when I was a kid, it was all about the guitar. You know, I knew all the greatest guitar players and wanted to emulate those guys. And Sammy was the same way, and Frankie, of course. And Frankie graduated from the Berklee School of Music, so he got to emulate a little bit more than we did. But, you know, it's all about the music. How, if it comes out sounding right, and in the end, if it sounds great to you, then that's just all right, you know?
Yes, absolutely. That is all that matters. And you guys really do a great job, a very great very great team you have, because, you know, your songs are just fantastic. And, you know, your cover track here that you mentioned earlier, What a Country Boy Knows, that's another really great one that we are very honored to get to play, all right? I love
it. Right. Something went digital there just for a second. I couldn't understand your question.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was just going to actually play your song, What a Country Boy Knows.
That was set by a guitar lick, and then we fell into the song and finished it up and shot it out to the TV guy, and they loved it, so that's What a Country Boy Knows. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. I'm very excited to play it. So let's play it right now, okay?
Okay,
let's do
great.
It. Awesome. Here we go. What a Country Boy Knows. Be right back. Bye, Terry.
Now I'm headed back to Houston, just as blue as you like. A working man won't get nowhere. Every time I did, thank God you stuck around. And I can't find a way to make you see. Your love brings down the best in me. Yeah. How long I've been sitting here? People may think it's time for another beer. And the fishing poles and the hooks and nails and bows. That's what a country boy knows. Before they play,
well, the southbound train's headed straight to hell. I got a first class ticket for the ride. If I don't get off and change my ways, I'm gonna regret it on the other side.
Below. That was pretty much a preview of the whole album. Well, we pressed the button, but like I said, if it's live, anything could happen. So we're just going to play your cover track, What a Country Boy Knows. We'll play that maybe next week.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That might have been a little bit more than we bargained for, right?
Yeah, I mean, we got to, you know, we had a very nice sneak peek of the whole album. So, I mean, you can't hate it. It's good. Love it. But, yeah, we'll play that next week, so no worries, people. But I was wondering, you know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now? Any performances? I mean, what do you got going on?
Well, what we're doing now, actually, we're finishing up a Parrish Hunley deal, which is I have my band, Sammy, and Sammy has his band. We have our Parrish Hunley duo together, and we're doing a Parrish Hunley album together, which both the first two records are my solo records, but we're doing one that has six of mine and I think seven of his on the album. So that's coming up. And then, of course, we stay in the studio so much. We're planning to really get out next year. We figured it was so late in the year when we got everything out from the studio and got it produced and duplicated and still had some things to do on the promotion side that come January we're going to seriously be out on the road. So we haven't really nailed down exactly how long the first tour is going to be or where we're going to go, but we're going to get all that figured out, and, of course, we'll post all that on our website.
Awesome. Well, you have to, I mean, we'll definitely actually keep track of that, because we would love to see you perform live. That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be great. We've never been up to your area, so that'd be cool to get up there. We need to come in the summer, though. Southern boys get cold real easy.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I was actually just going to say, you need to come during the summer, because you might not like this weather. Trust me, I don't even like this weather, and I'm used to it. Trust me. Oh yes, but we definitely want to, you know, want to get you up here, and you know, during summer, and it would be a lot of fun. We would love
absolutely
that.
I think it was close to 80 here today, so
jealous.
Yeah,
kinda
it's
jealous.
Definitely different.
Yes. Oh yes. Wow. I just have to say, I think you are amazing. I'm a big fan. We are actually running out of time here, but I do have one last, question. It's actually a fun question for you,
okay.
If you don't
all
mind.
Right.
Awesome. Before we completely get cut off. But I was wondering if you have any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us. Anything happen live other
oh,
than
Lord.
Us playing your whole album?
Well, I think we could write a book about that, but I remember the mic was live when Sammy, you know, the strings on the guitar, they all have a name, and the E and the, you know, they all got, well, he broke his G string, and I think they misunderstood when I said, hold on, Sammy has broken his G string, and everybody was like, he wears a G string. He said, no, he doesn't. Okay, folks, just stick around. There's going to be pole dancing later, you know. But
oh, my God.
It was pretty bad. Of course, we picked a cover tune to play right after that. We played Bad Moon Rise, and it just seemed appropriate. But
yeah.
But it was great. We had a good time with it. But Sammy had an extra G-string, and we went on with the show.
Poor guy. Now there's going to be rumors.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I will perpetuate most of them, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, that is hilarious. Dirty minds, people. Dirty minds.
Absolutely, man.
That is so funny. I love it. You know, I have to say, I think you are, like I said, you are incredible, and I love your songs. And thank you so much for coming on and taking the time to chat with me tonight. We'd love to have you back on anytime.
Anytime. Well, I'll tell you what, I really enjoy the show. I think what you guys are doing is great. I've been following for a little while, and you definitely made me a fan. And, you know, listen to the music you bring is really awesome. And you're quite a little talent for yourself, young lady, so you keep doing what you do, okay?
Thank you so much. I mean, just following that dream.
Yes, ma'am. And don't ever give it up, okay? You just keep sticking with it. It's going to be just fine.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me, you know, to hear that coming from you. So thank you so much. And we'll talk with you again soon, I guarantee.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much. Talk with you soon. Mike Parrish, everyone. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Awesome. Awesome. Always, always so much fun to talk with such fabulous, fabulous guests. And it was, I mean, it made my day because my day was not shining very brightly today when, because my stomach's been all messed up. But, I mean, this completely too much info. My producer's like, okay, you're done sharing, right? No, this is a sharing moment, okay? I feel like these people are family. They should know exactly what's going on. No, that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, it brightened my day, as always. And so, yeah, I'm feeling good now. But thank you guys so, so much for coming to the show. But we are not done yet. We do want to catch up here and see what is going on with our VIP members. I mean, I know they constantly have things going on. So let's bring it to the person who knows and will give us the deets. If she can get her mic working.
Well.
She has fumbling with it a little bit.
You know, a little bit of fumbling never hurt anybody.
No. No.
It's been one of those days.
It has been.
Yes, it has.
It has been.
I'm looking forward to going to sleep. It's sad to say, but I really am. All right. So let's go on to something exciting like our VIP members.
Ooh.
So if you go to josieshow.com and you click on the VIP membership tab, you are going to find all of our wonderful Josie Show VIP members. We usually post about them every week all over Facebook and Twitter and any other place that we can find. And then we spin their songs during our pre-show. Their songs are on Country Blast Radio. Press release coming out about these wonderful people here very soon as well. But if you just go to that tab on Josie Show, you can find all of them. We've got pictures. We've got clickable links to take you to their specific pages so that you can hear their music, find out what they have going on, etc. So let's go ahead and start so I can tell you a little bit about them. First, we have Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. He is constantly putting out some new music. We've got a brand new one from him, as a matter of fact, that we've been playing here every week. So go ahead and go over to his website so that you can check out his music and everything that he has going on. Next, we have Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. He is constantly performing. He's got a great CD out. I'm sure he's working on another one. If you go to his website, you can see videos of his performances. He recently opened up for Travis Tritt and some others, so he has constantly got things going on. Great voice. And just to mention, some of our VIP members, a couple of them actually are also in the Dream Quest Challenge, and Vince Anthony is one of them. So on the DreamQuestChallenge.com site, you can find Vince Anthony and Wayne Jacobs, and you can go ahead and put in your votes for them. You hear their music all the time, and there's little snippets of their music there on that site as well. So, again, go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com, and you can find out all the goodies about him, or just go to our tab and click his clickable link right there. Next, Larry J. Massey, beautiful voice, constantly putting out great songs for us to hear. You can find him at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey, and his last name is spelled with an E at the end, M-A-S-S-E-Y. So make sure you check him out. And like I said, also on the Dream Quest Challenge is Wayne Jacobs, and you can find him at WayneJacobs.co. So make sure you go ahead and you check out his website, always giving us brand new music. He's got a great voice, lots of things going on, so make sure you check him out. And make sure you find all of these people on Facebook as well, because you can keep up with the latest news constantly posted. They communicate with everyone. You can see what they're doing. You can see pictures of where they're performing and videos. It's really awesome. So make sure you search them on Facebook, friend them, like them, however it is that you have to do with their pages, and make sure you keep track of everything they've got going on. They always have great pictures to post. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music, or ReverbNation.com/Brad Howard. Constantly performing all over Nashville. He's done some performing here in Illinois, and I'm sure we're going to be bringing lots of these guys back here to Illinois or to Illinois for the first time. Coming up real soon. So he's got great music out. Again, make sure you check out everything that he has happening. I know he's got a brand new band that he's been touring around with, so we'll have more details about all of that coming up soon. But if you check his Facebook page, you'll be able to see where he is in Nashville all the time, pretty much every weekend. Now, let's talk about Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/RickSeaman.3. Make sure you have the right one. And what you'll do is you will find everything that he's got going on. I know he's working on some new music, so we'll have some music from him real soon as well that we'll go ahead and we'll play. But check out everything he's got going on. He's got a beautiful voice. So those are our six Josie Show VIP members. And remember, if you click on the VIP membership tab at josieshow.com, you will find all of their pictures and their clickable links in case you forget where to find them. And you just click away from getting to their websites and finding out all the details about what they have going on. And remember, Vince Anthony and Wayne Jacobs are both on the Dream Quest Challenge. So if you'd like to place your votes for them, go to dreamquestchallenge.com, and you can go ahead and hit the vote tab, and then go ahead and click on the artist that you would like to vote for. All right, so now, if you are an artist and you would like to become a Josie Show VIP member and take advantage of benefits for an entire year, all you need to do is click on that membership tab, the same place where you can see all of our VIP members, and sign up. Literally takes a minute or less to sign up, and your benefits last a very, very long time. All right, Josie, I am going to throw the hot potato mic back to you.
Thank you for sending it back my way.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. So I just want to thank you all so, so much for coming to the show and joining us and all that fun stuff. And I had so much fun. And thank you to my guests as well. Should I update on the Dream Quest Challenge? Should I?
Yeah,
shall
yeah.
I? Might I?
Yeah.
Yes, I will. Okay, so I want to update you guys on the Dream Quest Challenge. It's been a long day. The two competitors that are in the lead on fan votes are Audrey Tucker and Vince Anthony. So please make sure you go to www.dreamquestchallenge.com/vote to cast your votes for your favorites. There's unlimited voting available for all our contestants. Remember to tune in each Friday at 6 p.m. Central, 1 hour before the Josie Show starts, to the Journey to Gold Show, and you can find the player for that at dreamquestchallenge.com to hear the show, including the Dream Quest Challenge segment that I host. And if you miss it Friday night, no worries, I will re-air the Dream Quest Challenge segment on Country Blast Radio Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central. And you can just tune in to countryblastradio.com to listen Sunday nights if you miss it. So it's all good. You'll definitely catch it. So please make sure you vote. And I wanted to also, I kind of cut off a little bit talking about Country Blast Radio because our guest has arrived, and I do not want to keep my guest waiting. That's a big no-no. That's a no-no in the house. So, well, anyway, please, your faces distract me because my producer's always making faces like, does she really, like, what? So please, oh, you're not helping.
I can't help myself. I'm hoping you're going to see my face and change the direction.
And we seem to have lost Josie temporarily. So we're going to play her single, Teenage Girl, until she gets back.